It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Greetings and welcome, everybody. It's the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. I'm Ray Adams with you. Oh, my goodness, this is going to be a great one. We have wonderful, wonderful peeps on with me today. You all over the world listening, streaming on all the big sites, as well as going to the Golf News Net. That's where my radio shows go first. Well, I guess I should call them podcasts. But after 26 years on the radio, I keep calling them radio shows. Is that good or bad? What is a podcast anyway? A radio show that streams? Okay, whatever. Golf News Net, 1.5 million visitors per month. Go to that website. Ryan Ballingy, the owner, purveyor, founder, and the guy that does it all. He's my buddy and all of our friends. He's just the best of the best. Can't say enough about Ryan. Great interviewer, great writer, wonderful speaker. And of course, he has the Golf News Net. Make sure you go there, folks. You're going to be glad that you did. Today on the show, we have Greg Renshaw, our noted PGA instructor. He's a lifer, PGA lifer of America. And Dr. Bob Denny, he's the historian emeritus of the PGA of America. Well, I guess you're kind of a lifer too. And then we're joined by, well, talk about my great women in golf segment I've been doing for, I don't know, 10 or 11 years now. Debbie Waitkus has starred in that segment so many times, joined me so many times, and on a moment's notice. Debbie, you're the best. This is Debbie Waitkus, of course. She's the executive director of Golf It Forward, her company, Golf For Cause. She's an author. Debbie's going to weigh in here. We're going to talk Women's U.S. Open this week. We've got to do a little leaderboard wrap up around the horn from some of the great tours, and then we're going to get right to it. So let's kick this thing off, Dr. Bob. You know, I'd like you to introduce Debbie talking about Clearview and Renee Powell and being at Clearview this past weekend for the big events going on there, the museum, the absolute historicity. And as our historian, you're the only one that should do it. And Renee Powell was on with us recently, also one of my full episodes from my television show. Bob, kick it off. Renee Powell and what's Clearview?
Okay, Clearview Golf Club in East Canton, Ohio is the only golf course in the United States that was designed, built, owned, and operated by an African-American. That was William Powell, the father of Renee. This is the 80th anniversary of their opening. Debbie, I understand this is your second visit there. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Second visit.
I talked to Renee Powell, and she told me yesterday that it was a wonderful gathering of women from around the country, representing the minority communities of a wide variety. And she also integrated her Clearview Hope chapter at the same time during that period of time of the weekend, which brought in a lot of people. So she killed two birds with one stone, if you want to take about public relations.
On this show.
Yes, right. But we're talking mostly about the historic significance of a place that is off the Lincoln Highway. It's 20 minutes from, maybe 15 minutes from the Pool Football Hall of Fame, but it's got its own Hall of Fame, and it's a treasure, a national treasure. Debbie can speak more about it. She got to see the museum, the Marcella and William Powell Museum. She got to see the big the new pro shop and meeting hall, et cetera, et cetera. And also understand that this golf course last year got irrigation for the first time after over 79 years of depending upon God's water.
Well,
Wow. It certainly didn't need it this past week because of all the rains that have been going on.
Right.
And
Yeah.
in fact, we needed to walk. We couldn't use carts. And her brother Larry had to wait another day in order to get the fairways and the greens really cut down because they couldn't put the equipment out on the course. But God's water did very well there, and things are quite green and beautiful and lush. It's just such an incredible environment. And I think, Bob, the name Clearview to begin with is a little bit of a double entendre, as Renee would say, because you can look, you can walk around that course, and obviously the views are beautiful, and you do have a clear view of the whole area, but it's also a clear view about this sport and who should be walking the fairways or who can be walking the fairways,
Who
and
should be, Debbie?
everybody.
That's right. Golf is an
Everybody.
inclusive sport, and that
Everybody.
includes you, folks. Go ahead.
Yeah, everybody. So Renee is, she is in her element. She is joyous. She is engaging. She is personable. She makes every single solitary person who walks through the door feel welcome and valued. And I think that, you know, she probably learned that skill set from her parents, who created an environment where everyone was welcome to play, right?
That's right.
The museum itself is not only a tribute to the history of golf of 80 years, but it is littered with information and awards and recognitions and articles of the Powell family. And really, a
Oh,
tribute
nice.
to their contributions to the sport and to humanity and the recognition thereof. And Renee is very humble about the whole thing. And I remember at one point someone asked about a particular trophy that was colorful. And she said that, and it was a pretty significant trophy, but she said, "Oh, I put it there because it's really pretty and it's got color," type of thing. There
That
was
sounds like
another,
Renee.
yeah, there
Isn't
was
she such a
another.
nice, elegant person?
Oh, yes. And as she talks, and it just, she's very animated. And there was
Yeah.
another one that she had us look at that actually looked like a record. And you know, when records hit a certain milestone and people are gifted the record with, you know, the platinum, the gold or whatnot. And she said, "I want you to look at it, and what do you see?" And actually it was a reflection, so you would see yourself in the
Ah.
award, which was really quite powerful. And but there were so many
Wow.
things in there. There was recognition to football, because clearly she was on the board for the Pro Football Hall of Fame for many years, and that's, you know, in Canton, and that connection with that community and Franco Harris and his wife and some of the
Yeah.
others, very, very powerful and meaningful. She has her annual pro, and I'm going to get the name wrong, but it's the Franco Harris Pro-Am of some sort for Clearview coming up next week, or actually. Would that be this?
Next
It's
week, next
happening,
weekend.
yeah,
Yeah.
next week, yeah, which hopefully will raise her a lot of money. But the facility, it's a work in progress, as any museum would be, but it's very impressive and rich in the history of Clearview. Part of the, go ahead, Bob, you were going to ask something.
I was going to say, right in the center of the museum, what did you see there, Debbie?
Oh, there's the Jeep there
Yes.
that her dad actually used to assist in plowing the fields and bringing the water and everything in order to. It was a dairy farm, an abandoned dairy farm at first. And so as he,
You mean
oh,
the golf
I'm so
course?
glad you, yes, as
Okay.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Bob, because it really, it was impressive for. Really, you know, you could get into the shoes of imagining what it took to make that happen.
Yeah.
And especially walking through the museum with, you know, and it's a Willie, it's a Jeep, right? So, and it's covered and it's camo,
Yeah.
you know, got the
Yeah.
camo on it. And with the women from who are veterans, who are part of
Slurvy Hope.
her Hope program.
Right.
It was goosebumpy, right? I just that relatability as to it bringing his worlds together almost, right? Because he served so valiantly in the military and came back to the United States and wasn't and he wasn't allowed to play. He
I was going
wasn't
to say,
welcome.
Ray, I was going to interrupt Jebby here about this. Has been Women's Golf Week, obviously, that is from Tuesday through June 2nd was actually a period of time. I've looked on the calendar with they celebrate this,
Women's
but
Golf Day, the full week.
But my point was, this was an element, a stop on that tour on the 85 countries that are the Alyssa Gaudet has always been on this program talking about wonderful connections. But Debbie, we saw a unique connection, didn't we, of those two different groups at one time coming out. And these people, a lot of them never, you know, much about the game, but they wanted to be there first and foremost.
They wanted to be there, and what Renee really put together was a place of healing and recognition and empowerment. And we know what golf does for us because we're avid golfers. And as far as creating that green space in our lives in order to breathe as human beings. And a lot of these women, whether they had
Love it.
PTSD or they had been sexually violated in the military or just that sense of combat, to have a place and to focus on something new and the camaraderie where they could come together and learn something new and experience the joy and be at Clearview and have the clear view and welcome in that all those gifts of how golf enriches one's life. To have that has been pretty powerful. That sense of community for them is and healing is a, it's a gift.
I'm
It's a
about ready
gift.
to break out in the song "On a Clear Day."
It just was very, very, very meaningful.
Debbie, Dr. Bob says, Craig, I know you're there, and I know you're going to comment here in just a second. Debbie, Dr. Bob says that Renee Powell may be, if not is, the greatest ambassador for golf globally right now.
Oh, she very well might be. And
I can't think of
interestingly,
anybody else, really.
right. Well, I will tell you, as part of this program, Jan Valjean came in from
Oh,
your neck of the
wow.
woods, from Jupiter, and to do a little presentation about the impact, not only about the history of golf as far as how women's role within it or how the industry has accommodated or tolerated women
Who is
in
Jan
golf course
Valjean,
design.
Debbie?
Oh, my apologies. Jan Valjean is a past president of the American Golf Course Architects Association, the second woman president after Alice Dye. She has a company called Jan Valjean Golf Course Design. She is the only female member right now, I believe, of the Golf Course Architects Association.
And
She is
mostly
a
famous
leader.
because we did a full episode on her on my TV show. It
Oh,
brought
no,
her to
mostly
it,
famous because she's
catapulted
my
her to
dear friend. Yeah.
superstardom. No, Jan Valjean, one of the great women in golf for sure, from a golf course design standpoint. And finish up, Debbie, on Jan and how she came into the picture.
Well, she started out actually with an image of Donald Ross because she was wearing her Donald Ross plaid jacket, if you will, for the association, and explained the connection with Donald Ross, and then went right into how the Powell family and Renee and the and Clearview have been awarded the been awarded by the Donald Ross Society, and so how important and impactful that is. And she continued to talk about the things, the recognitions that the industry has provided to Clearview and to the Powell family and William Powell for how groundbreaking and forward-thinking they are and the impact that they've been making. And in addition to her comments about actual whole design with respect to what it means for women. So I loved the image she gave us of a teeing ground because we so often call it a tee box. And she showed us an image of the very first tee box, and I believe it was at St. Andrews, where the
Uh-huh.
tee box was actually had the yardage and the hole number written on it. And so she's like, if you want to play in a tee box, you're gonna, I can't imagine how you're going to stand in there and hit the ball, but it's a teeing area or a teeing ground, and the box was where, you know, the sand and the soil was in order to tee up your ball. That was the
Yeah.
box. But
And they
so
use sand to tee the ball up.
they used sand or they used soil, and originally they had to do that because the hole on the green was supposed to be, according to the rules of golf, a certain distance away from the next tee, if you will, because the caddies would grab the soil out of the hole to tee up the ball. Well, you can imagine how many caddies are going over to grab soil out of the hole and what that did to change the size of the hole, right? So, you know, we went into history and hearsay. So,
Well,
but
Clearview Golf Club, there they are. And Renee Powell, there she is. And Debbie, my goodness, what a wonderful visit and what a wonderful report. Now, we're going to get to Golf It Forward here in a little bit. And we might want to also mention women's golf day, folks. Don't forget, you ladies and young girls, and well, hey, the guys and the boys go too, don't they? I've been to several of them, and Alyssa Gaudet started something a number of years ago out of her mind, out of her heart, and 800 and some odd golf courses all over the world. I think we're in our, what, 10th year or something, Bob?
11.
11 years. And it's grown from a day to now a week. And we want everybody to make sure you go to womensgolfday.com and go be a part of your local golf course because there's one near you, I am sure. And that's all day today, Monday, and tomorrow. So a little Women's Golf Day thing there. Craig, if you look at Clearview and Renee Powell and you look at golf's inclusivity, give us a comment.
I think it's a wonderful thing that has, gradually grown bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm glad she's getting recognized and people are starting to notice Renee and what she's done for a long, long period of time.
I don't know how many Hall of Fame she's in, but if there's any
15.
more,
15 now.
okay. Well, I asked her when I saw her at the PGA Merchandise Show, I asked her if I could get into one of the Hall of Fames with her, and she kind of gave me that big, beautiful smile, and she said, "I'll work on that, Ray." It was rather a deadpan. "I'll work on that, Ray." Anyway, all right, let's keep going. We've got some leaderboards. And Greg, let me get it kicked off with you. We have a playoff on the PGA Tour, Colonial Country Club, and they're calling it a completely different name. I'm calling it the Colonial. I'm old-fashioned, a purist. I know it's the Schwab Challenge or whatever they're calling it, but what happened?
Well, you had Russell Henry winning a playoff, played well all week, obviously, but played well on Sunday. And you had Eric Cole that was leading and unfortunately shot even par on Sunday. And as we've talked about for a while, even the leaders can't shoot even par on Sunday. And he got caught and then unfortunately beat the playoff. But it's good. Russell played well, and it's good to see him win again.
You know, I'm always surprised to see what's happening. And of course, Eric Cole being maybe the hardest working, golfer on the PGA Tour. He plays so many tournaments, a bit of an iron man. But when you shoot even par and you have a double bogey, Craig, in the final round, that's just not going to cut it. And then, of course, you have Russell Henley coming in. And when I say coming in, I mean rushing in. For just a wonderful, well, just everything that Russell did yesterday to play the way that he did. And then with Eric shooting just an even par, I mean, it's very difficult to win a golf tournament, when you have that happen.
Especially out there, like I said, they're good every day. When I first started playing many, many moons ago, just after fire was invented, you could play 2.5 good days and be there. You can't do that anymore. You got to have four pretty good days, and your one maybe bad day is got to be maybe one under. And you know, if Eric shoots one under, he wins. So it's just really hard to win out there, and you got to be on every single day.
Absolutely, do you? What happened with the ladies over there? I don't know, Debbie, if you had a look at the leaderboard or you saw any of the ladies golf at the shop, right? Or Bob, either one of you. What happened over with the ladies?
Well, France's Céline Boudier wins the 54-hole event at the ShopRite Classic in Galway, New Jersey, by one stroke over Thailand's Arashbaya. I don't know if I'm saying that properly.
Good luck
Ubal
with
is her
that.
last name. Ubal, Yubol, who was assessed in the second round a one-stroke penalty for slow play. I will say this: it is bold that you see any tour go out and assess anybody a slow play at this point. It's good to see that at least they lived up to their policy, which was in effect since February of 2025. So she loses by one stroke. It would have been a playoff, as we know, after that one stroke was assessed in the final tally. But Céline Boudier, who's a major champion as well in the past, went on to win, and now the women head over to Riviera for the US Women's Open.
All right. I don't know, Debbie, if you want to weigh in on this, but let me tee this one up for us. Celine Boutier won the ShopRite yesterday. Yes, she did. And I watched several pieces and parts of it over the weekend. But what happened to Yuball was absolutely criminal. I use that word according to the rules, everything fine. How many slow play assessments has there been on any tour, in the last few years? The PGA Tour certainly doesn't want to do it. They're scared to death to do it. All of a sudden, this young lady is assessed a stroke, a penalty for slow play, and that makes her get a second place. Certainly, she missed a playoff for sure. Now, could she have lost that? Yes, of course. I don't know about that, though. If she doesn't get that slow play penalty, I can't believe they did it. I think it was the wrong move. You either do it on every tour globally, or you don't do it. And the other tours are simply not doing it. Should they be doing it? Yeah, we've talked about it a zillion times. It's only the second time a pace of play penalty has been issued on the LPGA Tour this year. Jinhee Im was issued it. They announced their new pace of play policy last year, though. Went into effect this last spring. They have a warning system. They have timing guidelines. For players that are out of position, I'm reading the whole story here, pulling out sentences and phrases, because I'm certainly not angry with the LPGA, but I think doing it and not doing it consistently across the board. Yes, every tour has their own rules and regulations, but I still don't agree. I don't like it. I'm not happy about it as a viewer and as a golf commentator. Now, Debbie, where am I going wrong?
I beg to differ. I respectfully disagree. I
Okay.
think that if it's a guideline that's in place, and like you had said, that there were the warnings and whatnot, having had the opportunity to know some of the players, there are several that have nicknames that include something slow in their names. And the ladies don't like to play with them. It takes them out of their rhythm. So, and I don't think, this did not happen on Sunday. So she
Right.
had an opportunity to make up her strokes and go accordingly.
I
So,
agree.
it let the LPGA lead. The LPGA led with a non no no con Caucasian non-Caucasian clause in their charter. Let them lead again in this way, so that like you said, it should be done, but the fact that it was done is criminal. I disagree.
Well,
Let them,
maybe bad use of words, criminal, but
but
the thing
still,
is that I want it to be done. Look, here's my
let them lead.
reaction.
Let them lead. Let them be. Let them
Let
be
them
the
lead.
first to,
The LPGA women's golf is the best news in golf, has been for the last few years, still is. I know, probably shouldn't have said criminal. It was made to get everybody to wake up this morning and have a listen. But it's a reaction not about the LPGA Tour or her assessment. It's a reaction against the PGA Tour. They simply won't do it. Craig, where am I going wrong here?
Oh, you're going wrong in many places.
Okay, go ahead.
Debbie's absolutely right. It's in there. They have a law about it, a rule about it, and she obviously went past the warning signs and everything. As Debbie said, she was penalized on Saturday. She made two bogeys on Sunday. If she didn't make those, she wouldn't have had to do that. So she had plenty of opportunities to do it. Golf is one of the few sports that doesn't enforce speed. You have something in baseball, you have a shot clock in basketball. Baseball has something. Everybody has some sort of timing. NFL, golf is should be enforcing rules, and that's where you're going wrong.
Except the PGA Tour.
Yep.
Bob?
I went back in some research a couple years ago just to get some nuggets, and I went to St. Andrews and looked in a few newspapers way back, and I got one back in 18, I want to say 1858, and in that story, it
Ray
was
was only 15 years old back then.
a 12. That's
Oh, he
right.
was 12. He was
Yeah.
12.
I was
They
12.
mentioned Ray was in the junior program at the old
There you
course.
go. There you
Yeah.
go.
Oh,
But
I was there.
my point is, in that story, talking about the winners, it was mentioned that what was disturbing, they said to the populace watching the event, was the slow play going on at the course.
Yep.
Interesting.
Listen, this has always been an issue for hundreds of years, and of course, there's always been things to be done about it. When I was at St. Andrews, the very first time, I remember in one of the local pubs where we were staying upstairs in a wonderful apartment put up by the innkeeper. There was a discussion over several Scotch whiskies, which I had one, even though I don't like it. It tastes like gas. But I did drink it because I'm half Scottish. And they gave me a full education about Scotch whiskey. Boy, that's a whole show. But nonetheless, sipping on drop by drop the Scotch whiskey, there was a huge discussion about slow play. And the very first time I played St. Andrews, and this is a long time ago, one of the old Scotsmen walked up to me. And I was first off the tee in the morning. And it was an inclement weather day. Nay wind, nay golf, loads of wind. And he walked up to me, and I was playing alone with the caddy master, John Bradley. And this old guy walks up to me and he says, "Young man, you'll play the game the way it's supposed to be played, fast." And he walked away. Scared the poop out of me. And we ran around the course in about 2 hours and 45 minutes. And I got an applause on the 18th green. Ain't that something? Never will forget it. So, yeah, slow play. I just wish the PGA Tour would come up to speed and do the same thing. And I don't know that they're going to, Craig. I just don't think they will. They don't want to.
We'll
Still, it
see.
hurts them in the pocketbook because that's the only way the PGA Tour makes their decisions.
Well,
See.
okay, let's move forward. What's up with the Champions Tour? Anything happening on the weekend with those young men?
No, no.
Well, we'll have a look at that in a minute because right now we really want to get to something else and we want to talk a little bit about Golf It Forward. And then we're going to talk about the Women's US Open coming up at Riviera. And we'll talk about the golf course. We'll talk a little bit about the history. Dr. Bob has that ready for us. Debbie, you're the executive director of Marilyn Smith's Founders Foundation, where we give scholarships to young ladies. It's now known as golfitforward.org. You just had one of your big events, maybe the biggest event all year long last month. I say last month. It's now June.
Now,
It's
June,
not
yeah.
May anymore. I can't believe it. I can't take it. In April, and what a wonderful event. What a wonderful day. I got a chance to interview Meg Mallon, Beth Daniel, for 11 minutes. What a wonderful interview. And tell us about Golf It Forward from that day. I know you gave away some scholarships and some wonderful young ladies that are called Pearls after Marilyn Smith, one of the 13 founders of the LPGA Tour, wearing her pearls everywhere, including, I think, during play. Debbie?
Of course, it's always about the pearls.
I'm a pearl.
Yeah, so we have a community of the scholarship recipients, of Maryland scholarship recipients. Her scholarship started in 1999, and along the lines of how William Powell started Clearview, Maryland started her scholarship fund because she had been discriminated against for being a woman and not being able to receive expense money to play in the intercollegiate tournament in 1948, and she remembered that. And so since 1999, we have awarded over 1.5, now it's 1 point over $1.6 million to 325 young ladies. When Marilyn passed, we gathered as many of the girls for whom we had contact information and created a community where they get leadership development and a whole platform of programming. And they actually named themselves Marilyn's Pearls, which is, of course, now why we call them Pearls. And we had a couple of Pearls who joined us at the event at Kierland at the end of April. And our honorees, as you mentioned, were Meg Mallon and Beth Daniel. And, some of these girls are like, I can't believe I'm on a first name basis with Meg Mallon and Beth Daniel. And it's just, this is something they will remember forever as far as in their golf experience, life experience, but knowing that someone believes in them. And we will repeat this again, rinse and repeat, but with a little flair again next year at the end of April as well. We launched, I would say, well, that's a good word. We launched our Ancestry Project and did a feature piece on Louise Suggs. And Louise was very close, or was close, with Beth Daniel and Meg Mallon, so that seemed to make sense. And some of the things that we learned about Louise, who is one of the LPGA founders, is that she had her own clothing line. She designed clothes because they needed pockets, they needed room in the shoulders in order to move. And God bless Tracy Hupko, who basically heads up our memorabilia area for the foundation, and she found one of those dresses that, and we had it on display at the T as part of the museum that we put
Yes,
out
I saw
and
that.
that she organized. And so it was just fabulous. And a little bit of a segue for you, Ray, here. There is a 2025 Pearl by the name of Faith Sampson, who happens to be from the state of Washington. And we were contacted by a woman named Susan, and I'll butcher her last name, so I'm not even going to go there. And she belongs to a golf club near Spokane, Washington. And for their member guest event that they're doing this year, many of these ladies' events have themes. And this year, their theme was the anniversary of the first U.S. Women's Open, which took place in Spokane at what is now Kalispell Golf Course. They are not at Kalispell, but they are nearby. And so they asked if they had combed the website. They saw that Faith was one of their own, and could she come and speak? And so that is happening next week. They are actually, now it's this week, she is going there as part of their member guest event. And for those who don't know, so this is the 80th anniversary of the first US Women's Open. So that is older than the LPGA is, because this started as part of the Women's Professional Golf Association. And the first woman who won was another LPGA co-founder by the name of Patty Berg. And Patty won in match play. And it's the only US Open, men's or women's, that has ever been played as match play. So there is your segue to what's going on as the 80th anniversary of the Women's US Open that's going to take place this year in Riviera for a heck of a lot more money than Patty walked away with
Oh yeah. Well,
back
listen,
in 1946.
I know and have met many of the women's US Open champions over the years. Several of them have been on my television show, even like Pat Bradley and Christy Kerr, and oh, there's others. But anyway, I've had Janet Anderson on this show. As a matter of fact, I'm looking to have one of the U.S. Open champions, women's U.S. Open champions, on the show with us for this coming Saturday's Great American Golf Show, or 1 week from today, the big wrap-up show, the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, where we'll wrap up the women's U.S. Open and, of course, all the world's golf like we're doing today.
Have you
So
ever
we
talked
will.
to Sherry Turner?
I did not.
Just saying. Just
Well, you
saying.
and I will have a chat.
Yes, we will.
We will have to make a connection, and we're going to have one of them on for sure. I have a call in to Miss Bradley and Miss Kerr, and to Miss Anderson, but we will go from there. I know Meg Mallon won. Am I wrong when I say back to back?
Oh, I don't
No,
think she won back
she
to
didn't
back.
win
She,
back to
no, she
back.
had a span.
There was a gap. Sorry.
A
We're
big
good.
gap.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Wrong golfer. Okay, fine. Listen, we've got to go out and take a break. We've got to pay some bills. We've got to let our listeners get in on some wonderful sponsors, golf products, things that will help you with your game, make you feel good, make you play better, put a smile on your face. Don't move. We're all here and we're going to wait for you. Go have a look. And by the way, if you want to be on my big email list, over 250,000 golfers with a 70% male to 30% female mix, Debbie. How about that? Growing and growing and growing. I would love for you to be. All you have to do is write to me, golfadams@msn.com. And all you got to do is say hey or hi or whatever. And I will add you to my big list. And you are going to be receiving my summer golf product guide. Also in time for Father's Day as well. All of that is going out later today. And there's some wonderful companies in there that at the end of the show, I'll tell you who's all in the Summer Golf Product Guide. Don't move. We'll be right back.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. So good.
Greetings and welcome back, everybody. Ray Adams here with Dr. Bob Denny, Craig Renshaw, and Miss Debbie Wakis. My goodness gracious, Debbie's here. When Debbie's here, I don't know, Debbie. I just feel like everything's okay when you're on board. But
We're in trouble now.
Bob and Craig do a pretty good job of holding my hand, don't they? And
do.
It's always fun to stir up some stuff and then let everybody come in and get on it, get after it. And I love doing it. So we had fun with one of them today. All right, the Women's U.S. Open is happening at Riviera Country Club. Craig, I'm going to kick it off with you. Have you played Riviera?
I have not.
No, Craig, at Riviera. Every time I ask if you played a course, you say yes.
Not. I haven't been to L.A. very much, so no, I have not.
Debbie?
Not yet.
Bob?
Yeah, I played it in 95 after the PGA Championship.
Okay, tell us about a little bit of the history over there, and then we're going to start talking a little bit about what's happening.
1926, William Bell and George Thomas collaborated to open tracks of the golf course. It opened officially for play in 1927, so this is the centennial year for the golf course. And the unique thing that people should know is the arson-started Palisades fire did not damage the golf course. It escaped damage on its clubhouse, the fire came within a quarter mile of the 17th green. So God was shining on Riviera during that time. And it is a unique golf course, and to say the least. It's got Kikuyu rough. I don't know how to describe it. It's just your club gets stuck in it. I'm not a fan of a lot of the rough about it, but I like the routing. And
what
I like
they call
the
that,
fact that it's a unique.
Could kill you instead
Kikuyu,
of Kikuyu.
Kikuyu. Kikuyu.
But I think Gary McCord called it could kill you.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. It'll kill you, that's for sure. But it's a course that's hosted three majors, the 48 U.S. Open, never a women's major until this year, and had two PGAs, 83 and 1995. So it's got its unique history. It's a unique setup within the neighborhood in that area. And I do know one thing. They're never going to see something blah at Riviera. Something always strange will happen. Mm-hmm. They'll either go to the 10th tee and either hit over the green and can't get back to the green. They'll go to these. They have an island in one of the par threes. I mean, it's unique. It's probably the most. I don't know if quirky is the right word, but Ben Hogan sure liked it. He played well there, and he had no trouble with that.
And it's such a stylish place too. Debbie, have you been to a women's U.S. Open before?
I have not been to a women's U.S. Open yet.
And you know what? I haven't either. How is this possible? Craig, what about you? Have you been to one?
I have not.
Look at us. My gosh, we're three times. Bob?
Well, we have an opportunity ahead of us.
Yes, we do.
I am sorry to say I was not there at Hazeltine to watch the Women's Open, but that's the one I really missed.
Well, last year
it's nice that we've got these great venues moving forward, and I think we have Mike Wan to thank for that.
Yes,
as well as the purses, since the USGA is integral for this.
Well, they're playing for loads upon loads upon loads of money. Craig, what do you make of the LPGA Tour in general, and then in specific for the kind of money they're playing, the kind of publicity they get? And now at a Riviera Country Club for a U.S. Open, never before. What do you make of it?
Well, I think it's a good thing. It's, I mean, Riviera has a historic, background as a club. My only thought, or the only thing I would like to see the LPGA do is, And we won't know this till we see the event, is how that place plays for a ladies U.S. Open. I wish they would maybe find some places that we know will play well for a ladies open or a ladies championship versus going to clubs that we know are already good for the men. Because a lot of times the golf course isn't good from all sets of tees or vice versa. I wish they would find their golf courses and start to build on them. Kind of like they had for Mission Hills out there, and then they left it. I wish they would get their golf courses and just stick to those golf courses personally.
Yeah. Well, watching the Women's U.S. Open, and Craig, I want you to weigh in on this one because you are our television network. I don't know. You always have some choice words to say about finding golf on TV and the difficulty therein.
It is.
I know I had to flip around and struggle around and find around lots of different tournaments through the years. And even the Masters, I had to figure out where it was But let me just go ahead and say that on the LPGA site, and by the way, folks, if you haven't downloaded the LPGA Tour app, you need to do that. And you should download the USGA app. And you should download the PGA Tour app. And at the PGA Tour app, you've got all the different tours on there. So all you do is go on the upper left of the homepage of the PGA Tour website. There's a golfer in swing little logo. If you touch that, it drops down all the different tours and you can check everything right there. And if you download the apps on your phone, you're going to be very happy. So on the LPGA Tour app right now, here's how you watch the tournament. From 2 to 7 p.m. Eastern time, it's on the USA Network. I don't even know what that is, but I'll try to find it. I have Dish Satellite, so I have to always look up what channel these things are on and then find it. 7 at night until 8 o'clock, it's on Peacock. What's Peacock? I think Peacock is NBC's streaming services, and I believe I'm right about that. So you got to be streaming with Peacock, meaning you need the Peacock app on your smart TV or your phone. And then on Friday, it's the same thing. So you 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern, USA, Peacock 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. And then on Saturday, it is from 5 p.m. at night until 7 p.m., so 2 hours Eastern time, again on the USA Network. And then from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Saturday night, NBC. They don't rate daytime coverage. Debbie, go ahead.
That's Eastern time.
I
and
know.
This event is taking place in California. So that will be the end of the day for those rounds, right?
Well, that's true. It will be the end of the day. So these are all Eastern times, though, because if you're going to be watching it on television, you've got to watch. All right. Now,
right. But Sunday is from 5 until 8. So that would be 2 until 5 on the West Coast.
And that will that will be on the West side.
That will
yes.
be live. That will be live.
We will have it. And in Arizona, California is an hour even behind Arizona right now. So that's good. And yes, Debbie, you're correct. Peacock again from 3
we're
p.m.
The same.
Hey?
We're the same as California right now.
Oh, did you? Oh, that's right. They sprang forward. Sorry, I'm wrong. Okay, so on Sunday's final round, though, it's very important, Debbie, thank you so much for pointing it out, that on the east side it's one way and on the west side over here it's another way, but from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern time it's Peacock streaming, and then from 5 to 8 at night it's NBC Eastern time, so 2 to 5. I think it's going to be a wonderful weekend. I can't wait. And I've interviewed women's U.S. Open champions before, and we have some great champions over the years. Miss Saba, what an unbelievable player. And of course we could go on and on about some of these players. Last year, Maya Stark of Sweden wins at Erin Hills. That was a great one too. Bob?
Well, I do know that the Women's Open and the Men's Open have always been uniquely contested because the USGA keeps it consistent. You talk about the word consistency, that they keep it pretty darn consistent. And at least regardless of where they may be playing these events, at least I've seen more drama, put it that way. But what I also note is that the fight for par, is never can be underrated. It's always it's been so much important, and I just that's what we want to see. What we want to see a great script. You want to see a good drama come down the court. And these women are fighting for $12 million purse, and the winner gets $2.4 million. So that it's high time that they get this opportunity, and it's tremendous to see that. And so I hope we'll have a good finish regardless of the setup and where we are at Riviera.
Well, it's still about half of what the men get for elevated events. And of course, we had a big LIV tournament there where what they win $4 million plus whatever their team comes in. And LIV is, well, they're hanging by a thread, Debbie. What do you make of LIV right now?
It is what it is.
Well, I, you know, look, I watched a little bit, and There's some great players out there, globally, truly great, great players, players of history playing on the LIV Tour, LIV League, or whatever you want to call it. But I can't stand the leaderboard on TV. It makes me crazy. I can't take it. And I don't know that I'm the only one. I just don't like their leaderboard. So enough of LIV. But this Women's U.S. Open is going to be so fun. Now you know when to watch. You can look it up, download the LPGA Tour app. And we're going to just, I just think we have a great week going on. And what's happening over there coming up on the big tour, Bob?
Which, are we talking about the DP?
What's happening on the DP World?
The DP World Tour. Okay.
Well, I call it the big tour.
They had just finished up it in Austria Open, the Austrian Open right now. And they head over now, which they put on their passports and zoom on over to the, let's see here, right in front of me. It's the KLM Open in Netherlands, the Netherlands.
Okay. Very good. PGA Tour. We'll get to that in a second.
Sure.
Debbie,
just
give a second. I've got to ask you a question because, correct, go ahead. Bob?
Yeah. It's right in front of me. I just didn't see.
Okay. Debbie, I've got to ask you a question. We'll get to that. We'll wrap up the show with that.
Sure.
And then Craig and I have had some discussions, and Bob and I, and then Craig and Bob and I on this show spent quite a bit of time talking about dissecting, you know, the PGA of America and what happened to Don Rae. And I know that you've known Don Rae for a long time. And I know that Don Rae and I've been friends and known each other for 20 years more. And on my television show, this radio show, too many times to count, like you. You know what happened, Debbie. Do you have any thoughts about it at all? And if you decline to comment, I understand.
I just hold Don in the highest esteem. I told him when he became the 44th president of the PGA of America that he should know that, in case he didn't already, that in the holiday of Hanukkah, which is a holiday, a festival of lights, over the course of that holiday, in lighting your Hanukkah, or what many people call the menorah, there will be 44 candles. And I see him as a bright light in our industry. And I will stick by that.
Isn't that a wonderful comment? I know Don would be very humbled and pleased to have Debbie make those comments. Bob is waving at me, and
I was embarrassed to say that on the schedule that Debbie's in her backyard at the RBC Canadian Open is in Ontario, Canada, and that's the tournament Jack Nicklaus had never won.
How far away are you from that tournament, Debbie?
I'm probably, it depends on traffic, but anywhere's up to 2 hours away.
Oh my goodness.
But it should be about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But it just depends.
Do you have any plans to maybe pop over and have a look?
Possibly.
Well, if you go there, let me know and you can be our roving reporter again.
Happily.
That would be great.
Happily.
That would be wonderful. Craig, all right, buddy. I know you've got a big one going on today. And Dr. Bob is busy. I've got a 3-hour seminar I'm attending here in just a little bit. And
I'm sorry.
It's going to be a very, very interesting and learning experience for me. I'm forever the student. And so always learning. And this is something very, very important to my work, my business. So I'm excited for it. If I get bored and I fall asleep, you know, my head will hit the table. It'll wake me up and then I'll be done. I'll turn it off. But
I hope you take away a few good nuggets.
I will. All right, Craig, what's happening around the horn on your final words? What should folks be doing this week? What should they be working on? I'm going to give you your final 30 seconds.
I think everybody should be paying attention to what happens for the ladies this week. This is the biggie. It's their first time at Riviera. Like I said, hopefully this turns out to be a great one, and it's a great golf course for them. But you know, we got this week, I think, is huge. So pay attention. If you can find it on the multiple channels and stuff, I think it'd be great. But pay attention to this one because it's a great event to watch.
Absolutely.
The Opens, no matter who you watch, whether it's the champions, whether it's the ladies, whether it's the men, it's a premier event. It's fun to watch.
Well, it is, and we're going to have a lot of fun watching all the golf this week.
Yeah.
Debbie, let me give you your 30-second final word for the folks.
Well, to tag on to Craig, there are 24 amateurs who are playing in the U.S. Open this weekend, which is really lovely. And this past week on the women's tour, there were a couple of gals from the LPGA's Epson Tour, the developmental tour, who had really good weeks. And one of them was Letitia Beck from Israel, and the other was Annabelle Pancake Webb. And Annabelle, I'm delighted to say, along with Bee Shin, played in the Marilyn Smith Scholarship Pro-Am as well in our event. So it was fun to get to know them and have a lot more people follow them and have an interest in them and cheer them on. So,
well, we're going to have a lot of fun watching the amateurs play as well. And that's one thing I love about the USGA, and you know, the Open Championship, and the US Open.
You're celebrating the past, the present, and the future.
You are. And when they say open, it means amateurs can qualify. Really, anybody that has a certain handicap can qualify. And it's just a wonderful thing. And I can't wait to see the leaderboards this week around the horn, but certainly the women's open. Bob, final word from you.
Well, I'd be red, white, and blue for this week. I'd like to see an American come through and help raise the banner for the United States in this, because there's so many international players that are just chomping at the bit to get out there. And I just hope that we have a good finish for an American player.
Well, and I'm working on getting my USA America's 250th birthday t-shirt, but I am struggling because I've searched and searched. And of course, everybody that knows me knows that I only wear shirts with pockets. I've got to have a pocket. And I can't find America's 250th birthday t-shirt with a pocket. I'm going to keep searching. And I know I'm going to eventually find one. But everybody,
hey,
thank you so much.
I have a fun fact for you, having just driven cross country.
Yes.
This is the 100th anniversary of Route 66.
I forgot to mention you were on Route 66. Did you see anything fun along the way, Debbie? Take another 30 seconds.
I did. They're
summer,
you know,
vacation
just stopping
time.
Just stopping in at some of the old diners that have all of the paraphernalia and the memorabilia on the walls. It's a nice throwback and a refreshing and just a tribute to our history.
Well, here in Arizona, Route 66 is up in the you go to Flagstaff and then you go across to Williams, and you pick up Route 66 there, although there are some parts of it in Flagstaff. But we have it right here in Arizona as well.
Yep, the museum is in the National Museum's in Oklahoma, and I was also in Amarillo, Texas. And just along the way, that has created such a vibrancy and sense of commerce over the years in so many of those towns along Route 66. Really
so
part
many,
of our
so many great things going on. And we have the NBA finals happening. Now, I don't really watch a lot of basketball because it's always white knuckle. It makes me nervous wreck. You know, everything comes down to the end. But I have been watching the San Antonio Spurs recently. Why? Because my wonderful, perfect granddaughter, Grace, is a professional dancer, and she dances for the Spurs. And she was home over the weekend because they were in Oklahoma, beating Oklahoma, going into the NBA finals now, and she's got to get back to work. So everybody wave to Grace when you're watching the NBA finals. If you see the ladies dancing, they're out there, and there's guys too. It's a lot of fun. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining today, Bob and Craig.
You.
and Debbie, y'all are the best. And I have a few announcements for everybody as well. I've got to thank some of the wonderful, wonderful companies that are in my 2026 summer golf product guide in time for Father's Day. Yes, I'm talking about Ashworth Golf Apparel. If you're wearing Ashworth Golf Apparel, folks, you're wearing a part of golf history. And Ashworth is in there. They have a special code for a discount in there in my summer golf product guide / Happy Father's Day gift guide as well. Going out today, all in time for Father's Day gifts to be shipped to you and all of that. Tour Edge is in there. We're talking about the Mini Driver. We're talking about their wonderful new Tour Edge Zero T putters. They're in there as well. Free Baller. Free Baller is a company that I met at the PGA Merchandise Show several months ago. Did a video with them. There's 31 videos about, I think it's 30 or 31 videos up on my YouTube site and or over at Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. I shot 31 videos over there, and I got to tell you, unbelievable companies, innovation, technology, so much fun. But Free Baller is one of these companies where when you see them, you immediately can understand what they're doing. It's the first of their kind. You can find dozens of golf balls per hole, and you can get unlimited premium golf balls free. How? Well, this is a golf ball retriever, but it has a black light on it, and it's unbelievable. They're in my product guide. NOX1, they're having their big grand opening this coming Friday, June the 5th, over in California. You're going to want to read all about NOX1, NOX1, INNOXONE. They're in my summer product guide for their single rider golf cart and their other golf products and accessories. It's all about the future of golf mobility, and they move golf forward at NOX1. Also, Back 9 Indoor Simulation Golf. What a perfect time of the year. Hot all over the place or humid or whatever. You go to Back 9, and if you come to the Back 9 website, back9.com, you're also going to be able to find the one here in Anthem, Arizona. Part of my Anthem Only segment, Mark and his wonderful spouse have opened Back 9 Golf right here, indoor golf, during, well, the most perfect time of the season here in the desert in Phoenix, Arizona, is Back 9 Golf. Right here in Anthem in the Safeway parking lot. I want to thank them for opening and being a part of my sponsorships right here in the Anthem Only segment. You can test your swing. There's 24/7 access, and you can book a free demo now. Back 9 here in Anthem, Arizona. And, of course, there's CertaFresh Cigar, one of my longtime wonderful sponsors. CertaFresh Cigar gives you the freshness you can taste. They certify it fresh for a year in their special proprietary packaging powered by Boveda, the great, great humidification company. Quality you can trust. You can logo the tubes for your corporate or your charitable outings. It's the world's highest rated cigars, professionally packaged to stay fresh wherever you take them for up to a year. CertaFreshCigar.com. And you can train your swing with the Golf Puck by Aculine. Aculine Golf Pucks is a complete training center. Go to golfpucks.com. Found It Golf. Found It Golf, and they want to say Happy Father's Day to everybody in my summer product guide and Happy Father's Day guide. And that is by going to their LinkedIn page. They want you to go to their LinkedIn page at found-it-golf. Found It Golf. It is a sticker with a QR code that goes on the butt end of your grip. So as you look down, as you address your ball, you see this sticker on the end of your grip. And what do you do with it? Well, you scan it, and it helps you find the golf clubs that may have been left behind. And there's hundreds of thousands, if not, I don't know, millions left behind at courses all over the country, all over the world, every single year. You want to go to that wonderful LinkedIn site at found-it-golf. Right there on LinkedIn, Found It Golf. Happy Father's Day and your summer product guide. Well, the most compelling conversations on my Match Play with Ray Adams TV show. You can find it over at Roku and Fire TV and Amazon and so many other great places. Golf talk that goes beyond the course on Great American Golf Media. That is my Great American Golf Show every Saturdays, as well as this show every Mondays. And you can find it on, find those shows over at the Golf News Net for a day or two every week. But then they're sent over to all the big audio platforms. Well, there it is, my summer golf product guide, and happy Father's Day, just in time for those gifts for Dad. We're going to be back with you this coming Saturday on Great American Golf. Thank you so much for joining today. Have a wonderful week, and get out and practice your short game, and check out my gift guide.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.